Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Rachel Reeves, Dakota Jan, Izzy Pert Mills, Patrick O'Duffy, Stefan Sipica, Geek, Jen Lucy, Lex Hunter, MJ Lacey, Liz Liu, Jolie Fanari, Smriti Prabhat, Daniel I, Matthew Seidel, Laura, Kathleen Burley, Caroline, Brendan Riley, Christopher Otero, Ramius. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 58 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Lydia Nicholas.
Bryn Monroe.
James Ross.
And who are you playing?
Zulf Smith.
Sasha Rackett.
Hamid Salah Harun Al-Tahan.
Sir Bertrand of McGuffingham.
And as we pick up where we left off, the party are trapped in a currently empty locksmith shop, with a couple of dead gnomes having Zulf executed, a couple of prisoners.
Covered in blood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you went through the neck...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We are all covered in blood.
Oscar Wilde is stirring, but still
not
awake.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, it is a rapier, so it was just a puncture wound. So
Bryn, I want you to know.
I've not been told.
Let's look at this. What's creepier? A room covered in blood and everyone covered in blood, or a room covered in blood, everyone covered in blood, and Hamid spotlessly clean in the middle of it?
Your Christian bailed it from
its side. Yeah, it's weird.
You
anyway.
Put the tarp on and took it off and just...
So the party are currently surrounded by what we can only presume is an enormous amount of Lagormorn's men, with a very, very polite person with a briefcase outside waiting. There is the bolt hole underneath the shop, which can fit a humanoid, maybe a human plus Hamid at a stretch, but that's a real squeeze. And it's all looking a bit much.
It's all gone a bit wrong.
Is there any chance we can get into the sewers? What if we use the bombs and hack through under the toilet or something?
You're talking about piping. An explosion big enough to get us through the ground into... No.
Also, the problem is that they're going to be used to using the sewers, right? They're the criminal gang here. So that's going to be the main way around, isn't it?
You can't just blow through the ground.
I don't know. Like I think maybe... Stick Wilde in the bolt hole, right? And then you try and talk them that we lost him or something like that. We don't have any witnesses now. They have no reason.
He teleported away. Mm, yeah. That's a spell. That's a magical spell. Wilde would definitely do.
We can tell him.
We'll try that then, I guess.
So I don't think we have any other option. And
quickly then, because we'll have to be sort of telling him. And we'll say, when he said you know someone arrogant and annoying, we'll say it's Bertie.
From outside.
We assumed they were talking about
me. This is your 2-minute warning, guys.
Right. She's going to quickly get Wilde, put him into the bolt hole, shut the door, because that was a trap door, move the safe back on top of it, tidy everything away. And then just be like... Clean up any trails of blood, yes.
Okay, so give me, in that case, a stealth check for one of you others' aid. I'm assuming Sasha will lead on the stealth.
Yeah, my stealth is 11.
Is anyone going to aid?
I can aid.
Yeah, myself is 1.
Bertie's is -8, so it's best he just leaves well alone, I think.
Okay, 25...
13. I only rolled a 6.
So you don't successfully aid. Yeah. Okay, so... Wilde is in the bolt hole.
Yeah.
The bolt hole has been covered. That locker that was holding the keys is back where it was.
On top of it.
You've done a little bit of tweaking of things to make it look a little bit there. Prestidigitated away any blood that was leading to it, so at least you've managed to get that.
All right, guys. The story is, we thought these guys told the others with telepathy.
There's a knock on the door.
Right.
Really sorry, guys. Okay. You open the door or we are going to have to come in.
I will clean up the blood while we're doing this. I'll clean up the blood off us.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to act sleepy. And I'm going to open the door.
Oh, hi.
Oh, good morning. Is it? It's not morning yet. What are you doing here at this hour?
Oh, I'm really, really sorry. Listen, I understand that you're also one of the people that was helping Oscar Wilde. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were. He was trying to lead us somewhere, and then he disappeared. He saw some people coming after him. He just clicked his fingers and vanished while we had to deal with them.
You know what? He'll do that. Do you mind if I come in and talk? I understand that you've also got a couple of our men in there.
Oh, is that a croissant?
Oh, yeah. Please help yourself. He just hands it to Hamid.
Thank you so much.
I know. It's been one of those days, eh? Hamid, you recognise someone. with a very compatible set of skills. And as he's talking to you, it's very aware that he knows that you're what you're doing, and you know that he knows. Like, all of this is playing out. As this prattle is going on, this kind of small talk from the outside, he's very carefully going, yeah, whilst making it very clear that he's in the door at this point, so that the conversation is slowly happening over the threshold.
I'm going to grab a croissant and start eating it.
Cool. So, yeah, he just comes in. He looks around for a chair. There isn't one, so he just sort of stands there. I saw the woman. I'm assuming she's here as well?
Yeah, they're
You'll never take Sir Bertrand McGuffingham alive!
No, but he bursts through the door.
Bertie, there's hundreds of them, right? They're going to take you. It's better for you if you go quietly.
No, the House of McGuffingham will not go quietly into the night.
Its
final scion will burn through the ages. Yes, I will take you down with me. Yes, I will. I will fillet 1,000 men before I am laid to waste.
Bertie.
You
Bertie.
First, sir.
But Bertie,
a nice jacket.
Have a croissant.
Oh, food.
He's he can be a bit,
Well, like you said,
hangry. In perfect unison.
Like you said, he's obnoxious and annoying and all those things, but I don't know why you want him.
One second.
The sound of a munching croissant.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I'm Hamid.
Dorian.
Dorian, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, and yourself. What was the name? Sorry, it was...
Hamid.
And the rest?
This is Sasha, mm-hmm. and Zolf, and right. Sir Bertrand, as you heard already.
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham, yes. Still
is there anywhere to sit at all? I just feel like we should probably
There's a couple of chairs around, and they're not very nice, I'm afraid. Just had to take shelter. It's crazy out there, isn't it?
I know. He puts his briefcase down, he pulls out a hanky and kind of swipes himself off. He doesn't seem foppish or anything. It's
very
not an
young.
Affectation.
Very young. Clean.
You know what? He is, actually. He looks like he's in his mid-20s and behaves like he's much older.
Bertie, can Bertie see if he knows him at all? Knowledge and ability?
Give me knowledge and ability.
No, 3 plus 7 is 10.
He looks a bit posh.
It's probably minor, not worth your time.
Yeah, right, fair enough. Okay.
Looks a bit new money to me.
So, Let's cut to the chase here. I do understand that you do have two of our men. We'd really like them back, or at least in where they are.
Sorry. Kind of.
Sir Bertrand has a bit of a thing about gnomes.
What? Where?
Hamid looks genuinely ill.
Yeah.
Wait, I'll go get them.
Sasha's pretty horrified.
I'll scoop up and get the corpses and bring them down.
He sees them coming in and he's like, that's a shame. That is a shame. I'm assuming they're both dead. Oh, well, these things happen. Okay, so I'm assuming that you've gone through their personal effects, things like that.
They did try and kill us. It seemed only fair.
I'm not disagreeing.
Sticky bags and stuff, that was all we found.
Now, we know for a fact that you did pick up the money.
Money? Where was the money?
Do you want to do a bluff check?
22.
He looks at Hamid and can't kind of work it out. So then immediately he turns his attention to the rest of the group. Everyone give me a bluff check.
Oh, dear God.
So I'm just trying to stonewall,
because
I can't bluff, unfortunately. It's 11.
11?
But I'm trying to give nothing away.
Yes. 15.
Okay.
Bertie rolled a 1.
Bertie switched to an intimidate check and Bertie rolled a critical fail.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
It's a big fail. Utterly
trip on your own
and miserable.
Yep.
You will probably end up complimenting him and attempting to seduce him.
that sounds completely
Any attempted seduction by Sir Bertrand McGuffingham is a compliment.
Let it happen. Come on.
Now, when one is pursued by gnomes, one often thinks about what compensations might go in an opposite direction. And if one happens to find enormous quantities of money just lying
sorry,
around
I'm
his
really
entire...
Sorry, I'm really sorry. There's quite a lot of people who are ready to kill you. I'm just going to have to speed this along just a little bit. I do appreciate your candor in this, but, you know, time, etc. So, cutting to the chase, I don't really care about the gnomes. That's fine. You know, these things happen. That's fine. Regarding the money, now, that the original intent with that was for twofold. Number one, we were hoping that potentially Mr. Wilde might accept it as an incentive to just come for basically a visit. Obviously, that didn't really pan out, thanks to, I believe it was, he kind of turns to Hamid, I believe it was your good self. Again, that's fine, I understand, crazy times. So as it stands, the alternative was, of course, for that money to effectively pay you to just let us go about our thing. Now, as it stands, no harm, no foul. We do know that you have the money. I am just trying to be a bit candorous here.
You can't blame us for trying.
Of course,
I mean,
it was
a lot.
They were nice
time.
Jewels.
Oh, I know.
And she describes the exact...
Actually,
Sasha, let's just give them back. Let's just give them back the jewels.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best thing to do.
The ruby's in the Swiss style with the engraving that I thought had a bit of a South African tone.
Remind
to
me
them.
To
Those
put you in touch with someone I know. You'd get on very well. Right. As it stands, though, you did interfere. And as a gesture as well...
We were attacked. We did not interfere. We were interfered with. Let's please be accurate about what happened.
Yeah.
Victim blaming of the worst kind.
I'm really sorry. Hamid, was it? Put your finger away before I have it cut off. Deadpan.
Ooh.
Right. Now, I do understand, and this is absolutely fine. These things happen. Now, keep the money. It's fine. There's more where that came from. But we know that you left with Wild, and we've seen him entering this building.
Yeah, and then he vanished.
The only problem is, we're around a 90% certain that he can't actually do that. It's not a thing he possesses. We've been watching him for quite a while. So I know he's here, and now there's a few options here. I can't really kill him, so I can't just burn the place down with you inside, obviously. So as it stands, we're in a bit of a pickle here. The options are either you just give us Wild, or... You all just come with us until we know where he is. I'm really sorry about that. I know it's inconvenient. And honestly, for what it's worth, again, that money is yours. It's right there. It's fine. We kind of have written it off anyway. I mean, ultimately, again, I don't really like having to do this, but if one of you was willing to give up Wild for the sake of the money, that would be fine. Obviously, we'd make sure that you left, and then the rest obviously would probably have to be killed. But that's fine too. Honestly, we don't really mind. It's a sort of first come, first serve basis. So
the offer you're making is that one of us lives, and you kill the rest.
So three options. Number one is you just hand over Wild, you keep the money, everyone's happy.
All right, we're not gonna just hand him over.
Okay, no, I understand. Fair enough. Other option, of course, is that we just take you all by force and get the information out of you that way. And then the third option being that one of you is just willing to tell us where he is, and then, yeah, we kill the rest and give that person the money, and then they can leave.
What do you want with Wild? Why are you so interested? I thought, you know, you lot are just taking over Paris, you got what you wanted, it's all gone nice. But the thing is, right, you say you just want to have a chat with him.
No, well, I admit I'm oversimplifying. They're probably going to torture him for various pieces of important information.
Okay.
I mean, you know how these things go.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I mean, that's basically not going to happen because I can't really let it happen.
But fair enough, I understand.
There's this whole world government thing that's going on, and...
He pulls his hand back through slicked hair, and... Well, then, I mean, if that's the case, let's play this out. I'm okay with this. Like, this is fine. Either way, these things are going to happen. Number one, are you going to come out just with us and we just roll with this? Or do we go outside, maybe burn the building down a bit, kill one of you as a warning?
Why don't we start the burning? I cast Scorching Ray.
Okay, go for it.
Classic dice.
Yeah.
Thanks, dice.
We were moments away from Bertie trying to neatly bisect it.
I mean, I was going to say the word murder.
I'm assuming that's...
Yeah.
I think we were all at the same point.
I'm assuming that's a bad roll.
That's 10 on a flat-footed touch AC.
It hits.
It's not going to work, is it? He's going to, like, regenerate it.
Or it might just kill him. I mean, he's a talky man. Maybe he's not a killy man.
20 damage. 20 fire damage.
He bursts into flames, drops prone, gives a cry, and then is silent as the flames continue to lick around his clothing.
Best to be safe, eh? And Bertie takes his sword and just cuts his head off.
There is no resistance from the man. He's quite dead already, it turns out.
Right, guys, the others are going to come in.
We've got
who's got the invisibility potion?
I toss you one.
Everyone give me initiative rolls.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I also got a two.
I really wish I'd rolled that in the other order, because I wouldn't mind having a bad initiative, but that's a natural 20. I could have critted and doubled the damage.
You still killed him. Like, you did as much kill as you're going to do.
Cut his head off as well. Yeah.
Mission accomplished. Level 4. Mission accomplished.
It's important to know.
I wish I could have killed him more.
I've done the maximum amount of possible damage with a spell. You know, I would like to record it in the annals of the campaign.
But consider it this way. With that roll, you get the chance to do it again.
I do not.
Unless you've run out of spells.
I've run out of level 2 spells for the day.
Womp.
I can cast exactly one magic missile.
Jeez.
Things aren't looking good for our intrepid heroes.
So, what are people's initiative scores?
3.
Big 3 for Zol. Big 6 for Sasha.
23
It's going to be one of those like time stop situations where it's like, come on, let's go, guys. Come on, guys, let's go. Anytime now.
14 for Percy.
Okay, with that in mind, Hamid, you are first in initiative order.
What a shock. I pull out the invisibility potion I stashed away earlier, hand it to Sasha, and then move to Zolf and cast mage armor on him.
Okay.
Would you like to make a will save to resist?
No.
Everyone give me a perception roll.
5.
27.
17.
13.
Everyone apart from Bertie, you hear the distinct sounds of non-human roars on at least 3 sides. However, you're not all sure which sides they are. You don't have the time to discuss, but it's clear. One of you looks to the left, one of you looks to the right. Bertie, you hear the sound of yobs and oiks.
They're basically animals to him anyway.
So, with that in mind, Bertie, you're up.
Can Bertie stand by the door and ready in action so he could just like take a swing at the first thing to
Absolutely.
Come to the door? That is
the
what
door
he does.
The door is currently slightly ajar. He left it open when he came in.
He's going to leave it slightly ajar because he doesn't want to tip people off that there's somebody immediately behind
okay,
the door.
Cool.
So he's just there, ready to swing.
Sasha, you're up.
Pushes the longbox over and pulls Wild out of the safe.
That'll take a full round.
Yep.
He is now awake. He's very kind of groggy out of it. What's going on?
Well, there are that we they like a mon came for you. You've been unconscious. We're surrounded by monsters. Have you got any way to get us help? They're roaring at us.
Yes, give me a second. Zolf, you're up.
Right, I am going to go over Nyar and prod Bertie and giving my second use of Bull's Strength. You now have +4 to your strength score, which is an effective +2 to hit and to damage.
Shame.
Temporarily. It's going to last for, I think, like 3 minutes, so it should be the combat unless something goes really weird.
At which point then, Hamid, you're up. So far, nothing's happened.
Hamid walks into the back room, taking a defensive position so he can just peek round the door to the back room.
You've got a crossbow.
Gets out his crossbow and loads it. He hasn't used it in 30 episodes, maybe.
It exists.
But he's run out of spells.
There is another roar, at which point something comes barreling through the front door, immediately triggering your readied action. So remind me what your readied action was.
Hit it.
Okay, then give me the attack roll.
18 plus my normal attack bonus, which is 9 plus 2 extra for the strength bonus, is 29.
29, you hit very, very soundly.
Plus 10 now. Plus 8.
Oh, 8, sorry.
Plus 8, so it's 15 damage.
15 damage.
Good work, sir.
Also, an attack of opportunity is triggered for Zolf.
Yup.
I haven't seen what it is yet.
It's dead, hopefully. Yeah. Oh, not with a roll like that. No. That is a 9.
A 9. That does not hit.
Surprisingly.
You know what it is yet?
Standing in the doorway, now very angry, is a full orc. Not a half orc, a full orc. This is unusual. Full orcs are very rare in cosmopolitan areas. They are not a warlike race, as a lot of like fancy stereotypes are, but they are very reclusive. They don't enjoy the company of other races. And they are very good at fighting. They just don't a lot of the time.
And they're too civilised for fighting.
And obviously, that is where you've met one, because Chelvol's an orc.
Yes. Chelvol's a full orc. I apologise. So, yeah, this is an orc. This, however, is not a polite archaeological orc. This is a not nice orc who carries a great axe.
Oh, that's a great axe.
It's just
a barely adequate axe.
It's just the best.
It's not very big, it's just really good.
Having been hit, he just turns to you and roars again in what looks like just a blind rage. It doesn't seem tactical, it's just a...
Bertie bellows back in his face, Breath Mint!
And I think we will take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, you, yeah, no, you with a face, yeah. I know I shouldn't be here, but got in like a wet ferret slipping through the hands of a moisturiser salesman, you know me. I just needed to let you know about this deal, right? You head over to rustyquill.com and follow the links to the store, or go on redbubble.com and search for us. I've been appraising this stuff, and it is good. There's all sorts of stuff in there. You want Brutor's face on a mug? You got it. You want Hamid's face on the wall? It's there. You want Bertie's face? Why? Yeah, well, I gotta go now, but you just remember, right? Head over to rustyquill.com, follow the links. Tell them I sent you. Just, I just wondered, though, are you gonna eat all that eel quiche?
And welcome back. Now, still in the enemy actions, Zolf, give me a reflex save.
Oh dear,
I'll try.
Against his breath.
Eight.
There is a huge bang from the wall beside the orc who just came in the door. Not at the window, the actual wall.
Right.
A chunk of it caves in and knocks you till you land flat on your back.
Oh.
It doesn't damage you, it's just a fist and a chunk of weapon has come through the actual, like, wall and has just brute forced its way in and you lost your footing. Meanwhile...
Cool!
The same happens on the other side of the doorway. Again, this appears to be some kind of hammer, some kind of sledgehammer. It's gone clean through the wall and you see another orc on the other side of it giving a roar. They are not very... friendly looking, basically. Mm.
Three orcs.
Walk into a shop.
It's an orchestra.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you.
Bertie, you're now up.
How is the one that I just hefted and slashed at, how does he look?
He is bleeding freely, screaming, and already winding his axe back to attack you.
And Bertie attacks him again. 15 plus 11 is 26.
That's a hit.
That is 13.
Mm-hmm.
13 damage.
The orc drops.
Ooh.
Dead or...
You don't know.
Okay.
28 damage total.
Give me a perception check.
10.
Okay. So describe what happens.
So the orc bellows in his face, Bertie shouts back at him. Bertie then takes the sword and then runs it straight through his shoulder, withdraws it, the orc slumps to the floor.
The second the orc slumps to the floor, you see the mobilisation of forces outside of this building. There are large numbers of archers on the roof, and there are what look to be maybe 20 more of these things on the street. A readied action goes off. All of the archers who are on the roof loose a volley into the open doorway which you are framing.
I'm glad I got knocked back by the sledgehammers.
Yeah.
Bertie, what's your AC?
20.
You have been hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
It's like a pincushion. Like
five
a golden
times.
Pincushion.
Okay, you take 28 damage from the volley of arrows. It is...
You've taken as much as you dished out.
It is six of them, six individual shots. Every single one of them appears to be a masterful shot that perfectly hits. Gap between breastplate and shoulder pad. Gap between breastplate and lower brace. And just gone and hit all of the bits that you do not want to be hitting simultaneously. Apart from one, which slightly glanced because it was aiming for the slit in your helmet. Bit overambitious, and it just glanced off the side. Wild begins to cast some kind of spell. He is muttering to himself in some kind of lilt that breaks into an almost like a song. He's got a very good singing voice. He begins to do some vague hand gestures.
My god, he's a bard!
And as he is casting, however, it's clear that he's still a little bit groggy. And in fact, he drops to one knee mid-cast and the spell fails. Sasha, you're up.
The objective counter ticks down one.
Oh dear. Well, let's try out the back. And she tries to grab both Wild and Zolf.
What? Uh-huh. No, get off of me. I can...
Well, you can what? You're just going to die here. And then, like, okay, just let him go. Not going to fight too hard and, like, try and drag Wild back
into the back room.
Back room where
he's easy to pull along. He's not like incapacitated. He's just he hasn't really got like using magic difficult and complex and hard.
Okay,
so he's still
so
up and around.
Set him back up.
Uh huh.
On so the three of us are in the back room.
So in the back room there is a back door which is currently still locked because you'd have left it locked. Obviously it was barred from the inside. Zolf, you're up.
I get up.
Yep.
I cast Shoe of Faith on Bertie.
Okay.
No, I don't, because he's taken a lot of damage. I convert a spell into a healing spell. Right, so I can only do a Cure Light Wounds, because I've run out of level 2 spells to convert. So that is 7, which is something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
You Bertie, would you like to make a will save to resist?
No.
Don't need your help. No. Hamid.
It's just,
you are up.
Ugh.
Hamid.
The inside of his suit, of his armour, just gets all clammy.
Hamid peeks around the edge of the doorway and attempts to fire at one of the orcs who's just broken through the wall, who's probably in 80% cover and therefore taking +6 to his AC.
This is correct, yes.
But who? I don't think he can do anything better. 19?
Ooh. Have a look, shall we? They are not very dodgy. It is not enough because of the cover.
Yeah. Bolt smacks into the wall because it's a small hole.
At least it didn't hit Bertie in the back.
I will also presume that you will be attempting to reload at the appropriate
time
and so on.
I take my move action to reload.
That's fine. The berserkers, the one in the middle, is down. The one on ones on either side make heffing great attacks at the actual physical wall.
Ignoring the door.
Oh yeah, they're
pretty cross.
They're going for the wall.
Yeah. It's great. Next time I fire at him, I'll only have +2 to his AC.
You're fool. You're making it easier for me.
Both of them hack at it. Turns out both of them are wielding big sledgehammers. They deal more damage to the wall, reducing their concealment, but have not managed to break through. Bertie, you're up.
Bertie closes the door.
You know what?
Yes. Yes.
I wasn't going to say it.
Bertie is calm under pressure. He's just been shot in the chest by 5 arrows. He is going to quietly close the door.
That is a bad door.
As the walls are being caved in with hammers right at the side of him, he's going to take 1 5-foot step. So he's in between Zolf and the wall. And he's going to ready an action with his sword to attack the next person that comes into the building.
Okay. Wild turns to Sasha. If you're able to work on the door, I think I have a plan. Just try and get this back door open. He then pushes past Hamid and attempts to cast a spell again.
Mm-hmm.
Please succeed. Please succeed. We've got to roll better for the NPC than the enemies.
You should have seen Alex's little smile on her face.
On his concentration check to make it through the grogginess, he gets a natural 1.
Oh, no.
I think you have enough to deal with other than spell failure. So we'll just say that that didn't work. And we'll go on from there, okay?
Wait, he doesn't, like, lose a leg or anything?
No. Although, let me tell you, some of the spell failure charts are fantastic. I'm a particular fan of D100 Corgis appear. Yeah. Very rare one, that one, but it can happen.
D100 Corgis. No, I won't kiss you, Mr. Wilde.
That's how D100 Corgis appear, but it's just like, well, I've died and gone to heaven.
Everyone surrenders and gets a Corgi.
This is so much better than Oscar Wilde. Why would anyone change this back?
Sasha, you are up.
She worked on the door.
Okay, give me a disabled device check.
Critical fail.
You break off one of your lock picks in the lock, making it harder to disable.
Really fortunate that I picked up another one of those.
Well played.
I mean, thank goodness that like
no
this is all just
you.
Random coincidence and not you know design, because that'd be awful.
Times one.
Well, we're on twice, 3 times enemy action. So
Zolf, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to convert another first level spell into
Cure Light Wounds.
Healing? 8 this time.
You know what? I'm going to assume he doesn't make the will save.
That's fine. Bertie suddenly feels just like moist all over. Like he's just got in out of a light squall.
Okay.
it's the kind of moisture that if he were a heroine in like a Jane Austen novel, there'd be a serious risk of pneumonia.
Yeah.
Hammond, you're up.
So exactly the same move as before. Peek
okay.
around the doorway.
Give me the
attempt
attack.
To shoot the orc that is not next to Bertie.
If you play the waiting game, eventually they'll destroy their own concealment.
24.
That's a hit.
3 damage.
3 damage. Something. Okay.
It's not you, nothing.
Yeah, yeah. The arrow zings into their little finger just as the
sting really stings. Yeah. The hammer happens to have come through at that moment. The arrow goes straight into the hand holding the hammer. There is a moment's pause then. Yet more angry yelling. Okay.
Move action. Reload the crossbow.
This has a very last stand vibe in a very upsetting way.
I'm so upset I'm out of spells. Like, I just want to sling spells. I'm playing a sorcerer for a reason. And you've taken it away. I asked for enough sleep. That's all I asked for, Alex. Well, I thought you'd know the pain of not enough sleep.
Moral of the story is early bedtimes for all. Yeah.
The orc facing Bertie hits through the wall a bit more, destroying yet more cover. The one on the far side of the room
opens the door.
Breaks through the wall.
Oh dear.
They are now in the building. It has been a full round action for them to destroy the wall. There is now a gaping hole in that wall. Okay.
And Bertie's ready in action.
Bertie, your ready in action now triggers.
Yep.
So you will move. I'll allow you to do it 5 foot step.
Mm-hmm.
And attack. Give the attack roll.
20.
Yep.
That's a hit.
11 damage.
11 damage.
And how does he look? And then I'll be it.
The problem with the orcs is it seems like the more you hit them, the less they seem to notice.
Are they just really alive until they're dead?
Pretty much.
Yeah. They're berserkers. They've probably got a rage
ability.
Okay. As soon as the berserker like hammers his way through, he kind of slightly oversteps, overbalances, and Bertie just stabs him and nicks him just to the side of the chest. There's a certain spurt of blood. Bertie pulls the sword back.
It looks down, sees it, ignores it, and pulls its hammer up. It's not actually attacking,
mm-hmm.
but it's very clear what its intent is. Wild, who has so far failed all concentration checks.
He's rubbish.
He is rubbish.
Makes another attempt.
I can resist anything apart from somebody jingling their keys about a mile away.
Makes his concentration check.
Yay!
Okay.
Going to heal the orcs and undermine the soldiers.
He's just going to write a children's book. It's a complete waste of time.
He starts muttering under his breath and then it starts turning into a lilting tune. He's moving his hands in weird, peculiar fashion, at which point he finishes on a whisper. At which point you hear in the distance the distinct sound of some kind of vehicle horn, like a fog horn or something.
He made a honking sound?
Has he summoned...
He summoned a goose!
Has he summoned the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen to rescue us?
Summoned the League of Extraordinary Geese! It's even better!
I think we're getting the meritocrat mobile.
Okay. Sasha, you are up.
I'll disable the door.
Go for it. The DC has increased.
26.
26. You spend a little time digging out the remnants of the last thieves' tools that you have in there, but you make it and manage to unlock the lock.
With my second kid. Gosh, thank goodness I didn't have any compunctions about picking that up. Things that might be useful. Golly.
You have used your standard action to disable the lock. You still have a move action if you want to use it.
Unbar the door.
Okay, you unbar the
door. Door's open, she shouts.
Zolf, you're up.
I am going to take a step, 5 foot step to the right, so I'm now behind Bertie, but also...
So you're directly behind... Bertie's directly behind the door, which is closed.
Yep.
You are directly behind Bertie.
Yes, and I'm also threatening the orc.
Okay.
But what I will, in fact, do is heal Bertie again.
Okay.
That
will trigger an attack of opportunity unless you make concentration check.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to heal Bertie from here, and then I will move.
Then you will take the 5 foot step. Much better.
Ooh, that is a 12. Ooh. And then I will take the 5 foot step.
So, I mean, you'll run out of resources, but you could all just stand in single file with all of the archers and just keep healing Bertie.
That's my plan.
Bertie now, by the way, is basically fine. Like, all he's got is just like a sort of slight graze over his cheek.
Oh, from the one that didn't quite hit you, probably.
Yeah, if anything, he looks more masculine. That's,
like a pincushion, mind you, but a masculine pincushion.
Yeah, like a pincushion that's, like, really good at putting up shelves.
Okay. Hamid, you're up.
Hamid will ready an action and fire his crossbow at the first enemy who moves away from his friends.
Okay, that's fine. The berserkers, the one who is to the left, who is still trying to break through the wall, fails to do so. There is now minimal cover. It's clear that it's been taking a sledgehammer to that wall, and what it hasn't realised is it's been taking a sledgehammer to a wall which has metal shelving, is holding up lots of chains, and keeps going, Krang, this is so hard! Why isn't this working? Not particularly effectively dealing with the situation. The other one takes an immediate attack at Bertie. The hammer comes down. However, he overcommits. He is not wielding it correctly. Misses and buries it into the floor of your feet.
He failed because he didn't say stop. Hammer time.
You know what? Yeah. He did. Instead, he went...
Rookie mistake.
Oh, is he now without his hammer?
No, it's fine. He overcommitted. He didn't fumble. Bertie, you're up.
And that case, Bertie attacks the orc with the floor-buried hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, natural 20.
Roll to confirm.
15?
Yeah, that's it.
Plus your normal attack bonus. So 26.
Oh, that's a hit. That's a confirmed critical.
You roll 2d10. And instead of adding 8, you add 16.
That is 9 plus 1 plus 16 is 26. 26 damage.
Extremely dead. As in, that would have been enough to KO him from a standing start.
Yeah.
He was already weakened. He's completely massacred.
This is a bisection, if you
want to. Yeah, so he's dead. Right?
He's in pieces.
Okay. There are now two half-orcs.
That's where half-orcs come from, everybody!
Okay, so with the orc having embedded the hammer into the floor, he struggles to dislodge it for just half a second with the grunt. Bertie raises his sword arm, swings it down, it neatly cleaves. It's just, it's a perfect line straight across the neck of the orc. The head flies off in a perfect arc. It goes bouncing against one back wall, bouncing against another, before landing in a waste basket. Which is the back of the office.
Yes.
It circles the rim and just plops down. It looks like it might bounce out again, but no, it's back in. And then the blood just seeps through the wicker.
Hammond's ineffectively cat-like reflexes kick in and he attempts to shoot the head, but misses.
This is your readied action going off.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, yep. That's how a readied action works.
Okay.
Deadly headed action.
Oh.
Sorry.
There is the repeated horn sound again. You then suddenly see the orc who is breaking through the wall peel away. You don't know why. There is the sound of heavy vehicles drawing near, and there is the definite sound of panic outside.
Cool.
Out the back, guys.
Sasha, it is now you.
Whoa, you said you had a plan. Where are we going?
This is the plan! Go out the back!
Alright, it's open. Come on.
What do you do?
Pete's out the back to check for archers. Stick something out the door.
Give me a reflex save.
13.
Okay.
Wait, that's not 2 20s in a row, is it?
That is.
We're not doing stacking criticals.
We're not doing stacking criticals, but
that
was a natural 20.
Yeah.
And your reflex save was not high enough. You stick your hand out.
Yeah.
And an arrow pins your hand.
Oh gosh,
to the wall.
It's the one that's
outside.
Already lost a finger.
Let's find out how much damage. Hopefully it won't be too bad. It was just it was an amazing, like, one in a million shot.
So Sasha doesn't usually scream, but she does.
Yeah, that's fair.
You get lucky, but not lucky enough. Mm-hmm. It deals you 8 damage.
Okay.
And pins your hand to the wall. You will need to take a standard action to remove the arrow to get your hand off from there. No, there wasn't a volley, though. There was just one. Zolf, you're up.
Cool. All right. Come on, Barry. And then I will turn around and walk down the hall. I'll go 20 foot. you can pass your allies, right?
Yes.
Oh, can you end?
Wild in? Says no and well, kicks you back out into fire.
Oh, yeah, you can get it diagonally. So, yeah, I've moved over.
Okay. Hamid, you're up.
Oh, yeah. See Sasha and go, oh, no!
I run to the other end of the back room, stand next to Sasha, and look through the doorway, scanning for enemies.
Give me a perception check.
Oh my god, Sasha!
Wait, alright, there's an archer out there.
I rolled a natural 1 on my perception check.
Rubbish!
There's archers out there! Quiet! Pulls the door open, sticks his head out. Are there archers out here?
Hello, archers! Hello!
Give me a reflex save.
I love the archers!
I am thirsty!
14.
An arrow whistles through to where your head is, buries itself so close it cuts your face, but not enough to deal significant damage. It was as close as it could be before it had got you straight in the eye. How do you respond?
I think I can see an arrow.
Okay, Bertie, you're up.
Right, so the berserker that was trying to get through the wall, one remaining berserker, has that gone quiet?
He appears to be gone. The sound of a vehicle is drawing very close.
Bertie is going to take a 5-foot step and peer out of the hole that...
Give me a perception check.
It's Paris, it's still Paris.
3 minus 1 is 2.
You know what?
I found a hole.
Even with that, here's how this plays out. You look out, and you see something that draws the attention so much that you don't really notice much in the way of details. There appears to be a tank, an actual, literal tank, outside, drawing towards your position.
Mummy! Bertie Howell!
It is huge, golden-looking, not made of gold.
Really,
very,
mummy?
Very bright. It has gilding upon it. And it has what looks to be some kind of turret that looks like it's trying to get a shot off on the opposite building. You can see this huge thing. It's just, you look out
but
and
Bertie's
all...
But Bertie's eyes turn into hearts and bulge out of his head.
Yes.
The reason for your 2 is that you look out and what all you see is the word tank across your eyes again and again and again.
I want to go to there.
There's an archer out the back. Which way are we going?
Wild steps back to the other side of Sasha, so mimicking Hamid on the other side, talking across Sasha, who's still pinned to the door, to Hamid. The thing out front, it's not real. It's an illusion. It's buying us a small amount of time. It's out the back or nothing. Fine! Sasha, you're up.
She will pull the arrow out of her hand. I assume that takes
that's
a hole.
Standard action. You still have a move action.
That's a standard action.
Dash out into the alley and hide behind a lamppost.
Pretty much, yeah. That is what I think would be the best thing to do.
Okay, give me a perception check.
13.
Give me a reflex save.
20.
Natural 20.
Very nice.
Natural
so
20.
So that's a total of 28.
So
something
you
like that.
Open the door.
Yeah.
Immediately close the door. Yep. There is the sound of a bunch of arrows burying themselves in the door. A few of them poke out. You then open the door again, dash out.
Yeah.
You do a quick cast around. You can't see where the enemies are. You do see a carriage also upturned that will probably provide cover from the far side. You dash over to it and take cover behind it. You successfully get there, having not taken a shot, and every single archer just loosed their arrows at a door, basically. Yeah. Zolf, you're up.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm at the doorway now. Let's go.
The doorway's open.
Double move.
They can't take
their
arrows.
1, 2. Yeah, I'm behind the
Sasha
carriage.
Took every attack that could have come that way. You're fine.
Cool.
Okay. Hamid, you're up.
I dash to behind Zolf and Sasha and reload my crossbow.
Okay. Bertie?
Oh, he's so drawn by the tank, but everybody else behind him has gone out of the back, so he's going to follow them. Kind of backs out slowly, eyes on the tank. I'll be back for you, my love.
So then Wild steps out behind that carriage as well, attempts to cast, fails, he can't make the concentration check. And Sasha, give me a perception check.
23.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you immediately scan the situation. Mm-hmm. Basically you see all of the forces seem to be fleeing, but not in a blind panic, in a coordinated move to sort of keep you encircled but not stay in line of what they presume is an actual tank that's going to kill them all.
Which way, Wild?
Doesn't matter, just out.
Okay, this way, and like points.
We will say that you ready in action to flee with everyone in the way that you have suggested is the best way.
You'll be the best person to guide us because you know the streets of Paris best in theory.
I can skip ahead now because there are no active attackers upon you. Does everyone else, I presume, do the same?
Yep.
In which case... you flee.
Yay! Running, oh my gosh, I can't believe we survived that!
Yeah, we got out of it.
So, yes, I think we will wrap up there.
You managed
to make it out of a very, very sticky situation there. That was death on legs.
We used teamwork.
We did.
And a massive tank.
An illusion of a massive tank.
Yeah, once Wilder got his act together...
Poor guy.
He was rubbish.
And I think at that, we will wrap up there and we will see everyone next week. Hopefully for some maybe less certain death situations.
I like that. My voice. Paris is still high.
Honestly, yeah. I just want you out of Paris. If we can get you out of Paris, it'll all be fine.
Yeah. I think you had to find me. I'm going to go see the Gourmand and kill him now.
You've got very yeah. stab happy these good, days.
Yeah, basically, angry.
Also, good luck. Good luck. There are other forces around the city. That was like a small bit.
Let's blow up the Eiffel Tower.
And
where? With what? What bombs?
We're on that. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
We can actually get out of
here. I don't know about you guys. I'm a bit sad that Hamid has worked out that he's not a wizard, because I was really hoping a large beardy Scottish man would turn up and be, "You're not a wizard, Hamid!"
He hasn't quite got it. I mean, I like the idea that he is blissfully ignorant of it for ages until it's obvious to everyone around him, and then, frustratedly, a big beardy half-giant says, "You're not a wizard, Hamid!"
Everyone
for
knows!
For goodness sake!
Everyone but you knows! Yeah. You're literally a dragon now. It took you that long.
You're right. Flappy wings, a big burning mouth.
In hindsight, the wings are a giveaway.
God, I know. Is this the number of initiatives you run down?
Yeah.
I don't like words.
How many initiatives?
A billion.
Are
I want them all to suddenly queue up as Bertie stands in the door and hacks them all to bits one by one. They won't queue there, will they? They're French and English.
Let's just hope they all crowd together outside the doorway and I can throw a bomb at them.
Yep. My French colleague made the exact same joke yesterday.
What, about murdering people as they come in the shop?
Yeah, it was really... It's a weird, weird conversation.
Ready actions. God, they're tactically good, but...
Really hoping that he actually knows how to teleport.
Mass teleport. Please cast mass teleport. Bertie makes a will save and stays behind.
Don't need your help.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
So, Wild, having seen the situation and still kind of coming groggy with it, attempts to...
Let's get groggy with it.
I just had an amazing idea of the Wild-themed rap song,
well,
getting groggy
better,
with it.
If you're getting graggy with it.
Hey!
So...
Getting graggy with it.